Hi, I'm Nick Gillespie with Reason TV, and today we're talking with Andrew Malcolm, live from Freedom Fest in Las Vegas. Andrew, thanks for talking to us.
Great to
be here.
You're
at Investors Business Daily. What's the URL for Investors?
Investors.com/AndrewMalcolm, M-A-L-C-O-L-M.
You are a veteran journalist. You've done it all. You've been a foreign correspondent, a national correspondent. You were Laura Bush's press secretary for a while. You thrived in the online world. When you were at the LA Times before you joined Investors Business Daily, you were this breakout blogger for them. You're great on Twitter as well. How do you do it? Why did you do it? And so many other veteran journalists just seem to hate anything having to do with blogging or online or new
media.
Yeah,
they do. You know, when I got into journalism, which is back in the era of hot type, I went to university and starting in 1962, journalism school. I really wanted to be a foreign correspondent, and I did that. But the reason I went into journalism was I wanted to learn something new every day. So along came the online world. I had seen my son, who is a webmaster, and I had seen the excitement that he had, and done some work online, but not a whole lot. I mean, I would write for print, and it would go online, and so I would get readers that way. But so I was intrigued. They rediscovered my political background on the LA Times, and they asked me to invent this conservative blog, to their credit, and they backed me up 120%.
So why are so many kind of stars of the legacy media world just like, we don't need that?
That's an excellent question, and if you could answer it, you could probably determine much of the future of what we've been calling legacy journalism. One of the reasons I got a lot of antipathy when I got, I got successful, but when I got excited about online, because I was sort of preaching it in the newsroom, and I don't think they were excited about learning something new every day. I think they were comfortable knowing what they know and doing it very well, and they liked knowing that at 3 o'clock they were in the same meeting every day.
Yep.
I didn't.
You wrote a blog at the LA Times that had a lot of, you didn't hide your ideology or your interest in things. At investors.com, you're still writing where you kind of do close readings and deconstructions of official narratives, whether it's from the White House or from the Romney campaign and whatnot. Do you think online journalism or new media favors one ideology over another, or is it a kind of value neutral tool?
Well, that too is an excellent question. The difference, it seems to me, is that online media responds to the customers, okay? Traditional media has been like the pharmacist behind a counter. Every day we lined up, they were in their white coats, they knew what they were doing, they handed out their prescription news for the day. We took it and read it. Now we can make our own choices. Out in the parking lot, there's 100 alternatives that we could pick from. And so the ones that get the readers are successful. The ones that don't aren't. That's not always been the case with newspapers.
Do you worry that, I mean, is that a race to the bottom, though? Is that lowest common denominator?
For online? No, I don't think so. It's what the customers want to read. My stuff isn't frivolous, but we do have fun.
Yeah.
And if you want to know how politics works from the inside, then you come to read mine, because I've been a journalist and I've been in politics. If you want to understand the intricacies of the healthcare policy, you probably don't come to me, but you'll have an alternative somewhere else. You don't have to wait for the newspaper to decide to assign a reporter to deconstruct the healthcare bill.
A lot of people worry about the kind of state of affairs of mainstream media, large journalistic enterprises like the LA Times.
So do I.
Do you worry that the resources that they're able to bring to bear to stories, you know, long-term and long-form investigative pieces, is that going to go away, or is that, in a world of online journalism or customer-centered journalism?
I hope not, because so much of the world, you and I, we react to stuff that comes out of these major news organizations every day. We live off of it. If you drive to work, you don't realize it, but 90% of what you hear on the radio has come right out of that morning's newspaper. So they are crucial in terms of generating news, generally unbiased, but yes, they have a slant. Okay, and then others chew on it and re-chew it and so on. And that presents the alternative for consumers to have. I'm worried that they have to find a financial formula to enable them to make more money online. And they're trying, obviously, paywalls. I hope somebody figures it out. But in the meantime, it's a very difficult transition period. And these major news organizations have had to shrink. Very difficult. When I went to the LA Times, there were something like 1,200 journalists. I think there's something like 600 now. But it's much broader news organization now. We do partnerships with KTLA TV. They've got a little studio in the newsroom. They're doing online now, much more aggressive. They write things specifically for online, whereas before it was just what the newspaper had. So they are making adjustments, but it's very painful. It's very expensive, this news generating. You know, you want to send somebody overseas to do a story, you're talking $1 million. And that's a lot of money if the movies aren't advertising with you so much anymore.
Okay, thank you very much. Andrew Malcolm of Investors Business Daily. I'm Nick Gillespie for Reason TV.